弟兄姊妹好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
今年我们2007年。
Right now it's year 2007.
我们盼望2008年我们没有夏令会了。
And we pray there will be no summer conference in 2008.
因为主耶稣回来了。
Because Jesus would have come back by then.
我们在天上聚会了。
We will have our meeting in heavenly realm.
都围绕着耶稣聚会了。
We shall surround our Jesus and have conference.
没有一个神的儿女再敢讲话了。
And we'll be all quiet then.
都听主讲话了。
No one will dare to speak but listen to the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
我们读几处圣经。
Let's read a few passages together.
启示录一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
Let's read verses 1 to 6. Chapter 1.
我们一起读
Let's read it together.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来
Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy.And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
西亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，诚实做见证，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
To him who loves us and has freed us from our sin by his blood, and has made us be a kingdom and priest, who served as God and Father, and
then be glory and power forever.直到永永远远阿们
阿们
我怕你们读累圣经了哈七节到十一节我们一节这里读一节那里读好不好
Let's take turn to read Bible verses
这里先读第七节
The left hand side first One verse, verse 7
看哪、啊、他驾云降临众目要看见他连刺他的人也要看见他地上的弯族都要因他哀哭这话是真、啊、我们说那里读的、啊、
Verse 8 my right hand side I am the Alpha and the Omega says the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come the Almighty
好这边我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难过度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上我们这里读
On the Lord's day I was in the spirit and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet which said
推啊推啦飞啦贴飞老弟家那七个教会、啊、我们从下面从一直读到第十六节我们转过来读
And verses 12 to 16
我们这边读
Right hand side first I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me And when I turned I saw seven golden lampstands
灯台中间有一位好像人子身穿长衣直垂到脚束着金带
His head and his hair were like white wool and white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire.
脚好像在炉中锻炼过光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its strength.
我们下面一读到最后。
Verse 17 to the end of the chapter.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前。像死了一样他用右手按着我说
Do not be afraid I am the first and the last Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
论到我看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的好的最后你们就一起读了哈。
We pretty much mix up together at the end, huh?
我们这是讲疾风的启示。
And the theme of the summer conference is the climax of the revelation.
这个题目很吓人的哈。
And this is such a big theme.
因为我们讲的启示从启示录出来的启示。
And because this is a revelation out of the book of Revelation.
所以称它为疾风的启示。
That's why we call the paramount revelation.
因为启示录之后没有启示了。
Because there's no more revelation after the book of Revelation.
神的话到启示录停止了。
God's words ended in this book.
所以我们称它为疾风的启示。
That's why we said this is the paramount revelation, the climax of all.
并不是我们今天有几封的启示、啊、
It's not that I have personally received some unique revelation.
我们的聚会很普通的聚会。
This is an ordinary meeting.
因为讲启示录，所以称它为几封的启示。
But because we are talking about the words in the book of Revelation, that's what we call the paramount revelation.
启示录这本书非常的重要。
And this book is very important.
神的话到这到最后了。
Because this is the end of the words of God.
圣经有它的一贯性。
And there's a consistency throughout the entire Bible.
从创世纪到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
每一环都扣在一起的。
It is one after the other closely tied.
所有的真理。
And all the truth.
到启示录。都到了他的答案了。
We'll find the answer in the book of Revelation.
所以启示录一本那么重要的书。
That's why the book of Revelation is very important.
启示录很多人都从预言来读启示录。
And a lot of people study this book from the angle of a book of prophecy.
我们定规走差了路了。
But that is the wrong way to do it.
许多的神迹。
A lot of miracles and wonders.
许多的启示。
A lot of revelation.
许多天上的灾难。
A lot of disasters from heaven.
许多灾祸临到我们
and a lot of calamity came upon
这些事情都会应验的
yes these things will for sure occur
但这不是启示录的目的
but that is not the purpose of this book
启示录到底要写什么呢
so what is the purpose of this book of revelation
启示录为什么要写启示录呢
why did God give us this book
在启示录的一章第一节
in the first chapter first verse
就是整个启示录的题目
it tells us exactly the theme of this book
耶稣基督的启示
which is the revelation of Jesus Christ
和将来必要快成的事
and the things will soon take place
这是启示录的题目
and that is the theme of this book
启示录写什么呢
what does the book of Revelation talk about
耶稣基督的启示
it talks about nothing but the revelation of Jesus Christ
和将来必要快成的事
and also what must soon take place
听起来好像两件事哈
and you may say oh there are two things
一件是耶稣基督的启示
One is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个比较容易明白。
That is something easy to grasp.
第二个是将来必要快成的事。
Second thing will be what must soon take place.
那我们要问将来必要快成的是什么事呢
？Then you may ask, what are the things will soon take place?
不是里面所说的灾祸。
Not are the disasters recorded in this book.
也不是里面所讲那些奇异的事。
Neither the miracles and wonders recorded.
将来必要快成的事。
The things must soon take place.
到启示录的末了。出现了
It's a thing that occurs at the very end of this book.
到二十一章、二十二章
In chapter 21 and 22,
基督的心腹出现了
The bride of Christ appears.
那就是羔羊的妻
That is the wife of the Lamb.
这是圣经最后的启示了
And that is the ultimate revelation of the book.
这个心腹太伟大了
And this bride of the Lamb is great.
当心腹出现的时候
When the bride appears,
而主耶稣叫彼得看那个心腹
And Jesus pointed to Peter says, Behold,
而彼得约翰看的时候
He pointed up to John says, Behold, and John saw,
看见一座大的城
He saw this great city,
就是新耶路撒冷城
The new city of Jerusalem,
很多人都盼望将来有那么座城
And a lot of people are looking forward to that great city,
我想你要失望了
I think you might be disappointed,
一座城又是
What is there to see a big city?
我从这一个年纪长大的姊妹啊。
And I met this older lady.
她都主给
她
个意象。
She said, you know, I have this vision from the Lord.
她来到新耶路撒冷城了。
That she actually went to this New Jerusalem.
走在黄金的街道上。
She was walking on the street which is made of gold.
从珍珠门里出来进去了。
And she passed in and out through the pearl gate.
我想她大概在做梦。
I thought maybe that occurred in her dream.
下面你要看见这座城门，你要失望了。
Because by the time we see the city with our own eyes, we might be disappointed.
今生爱黄金珍珠还爱得不够哈。
Don't we have enough love now for the gold and pearl in this world?
将来真的黄金珍珠有什么意义呢？
What is the significance if what we see in the future is nothing but the gold and pearl?
这一座城
This city of God
是形容一个人
is describing a feature
基督的心腹
that is the bride of Christ
那就是教会最后的命运
and that is the ultimate figure of church
最后教会出现的时候
when the church finally appears
主已把教会做成他的心腹
at a completion stage of his church
这一个伟大的心腹
The church has become the bride of the Lord.
这么大的就成了形容那个心腹
And the bride is so great that God used a city to describe it.
教会多荣耀啊
Church is so glorious.
所以二千年来多少人为教会舍命啊
That's why for over 2,000 years now, many people were willing to give their life for the church.
教会是基督的心腹
Church is the bride of Christ.
这就是将来必要快成的事
And this is the very thing that will soon take place in here.
这是神的永远的旨意
That is the eternal purpose of God.
神是有了旨意必定完成的神
Our God is a God who has a purpose and will surely accomplish it.
神已经定了他的旨意
God has set his purpose.
拯救了我们这些人
He has redeemed us.
我们教会出现了
We are his church.
二千年都在在制作教会
For 2,000 some years long, he is working on his church.
荣耀正一点一点在出现
And that we are increasing in our glory little by little.
最后当出来的时候
At the final days, when Jesus returns,
我们感觉整个基督的心腹出现了
We will see the bride is well adorned up here.
所有的软弱瑕疵都过去了
All the spots, all the blemish, all the weakness will be gone.
而教会出现的时候
When church finally appears,
成为基督的心腹幸福
We are called the bride of Christ.
而主把所有的爱给了他的幸福
And Jesus gave all his love to this bride.
要与主享受他的爱一千年
And this bride will enjoy his love with him for 1,000 years.
这就来到最后羔羊的婚宴
And that is the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
和千年的国度
And that is also called the kingdom of 1,000 years.
婚宴说到主的生命
And the wedding banquet refers to the life of Jesus Christ.
国度说到主的权柄
And the kingdom refers to his power.
我们和主一同享受他的生命丰富。
We shall enjoy together with the Lord his abundance in his life.
一千年享受他。
For 1,000 years long.
与主一同掌权一千年。
We shall reign with him on his throne for 1,000 years.
教会要彰显到无限的权柄。
Church will manifest his unlimited power.
今天开始我们就享受主了，对不对
？And we can start enjoying the Lord today, aren't we?
我们已经学习和主一同掌权。
We have learned to reign with the Lord in our daily life.
这就是启示录一章第一节
And this is the very first verse of the first chapter of the book
耶稣基督的启示
The revelation of Jesus Christ
必要快成的事
And what must soon take place
到了启示录末了成功了
At the end of this book you see it is done
心腹出现了
The bride appears
所以我们来聚会我们都要满着荣耀的盼望
Therefore when we come to a meeting we shall be full of hope
启示录是么结构非常严谨的书
And the book of Revelation is a very strict and tightly written book
八次耶稣基督的启示
And for 8 times we talk about the revelation of Jesus
Christ 构成整个的启示录
And that composes the entire book
最后是启示
At the end also is it ended with the revelation
带进基督的心腹了
And that is the bride of the Lamb
启示录怎么分段呢
How do you divide this whole book?
而每一次耶稣基督显现
Every time when Jesus appears
跟着带进一段事
And he will describe with several things
再一次主耶稣的显现
And then he will appear again
又带进一段事
And a few more things will happen
最后是显现
And finally when he appears for the last time
心腹出现了
The bride appears
时间结束了
And that is the end of time
神的工作完成了
The completion of the work of God
这是启示录
This is the book of Revelation.
我这样说是帮助大家去读启示录。
I try to sum up for you, make it easier to understand this book.
启示录里面最大的两个字。
And there are two big words in this book.
一个是启示。
One is the word Revelation.
另外一个是生命。
The other one is the word life.
这在控制整个启示录。
These two words pretty much control the entire book of Revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个启示录，
This book of Revelation,
效于他的众仆人。
Is something for his servants.
然后说，就效于他的仆人约翰。
To show his servants and to show his John.
先说，告诉他的众仆人。
First of all, give him to show his servants.
然后说，效于他的仆人约翰。
And then to his servant John.
这是告诉我们整个启示录啊。
This tells us.
是给整个教会来承受的。
That this book of Revelation is for his church.
到今天，我们所有神的儿女都要面对启示录。
And we all need to face what's stated in this book.
然后说，效于他的仆人约翰。
And he said, after to the servant, you will show this to my servant John.
约翰是第一个承受的人。
John was the very first person who received the revelation here.
我们到了主快来了，是最后要主承受启示录了。
We are now in a time right before Jesus returns, so we may consider the last group that received the revelation.
主的话快要完成了。
Because he is about to finish all things.
我们再来读启示录啊。
So when we read this book,
神的话何等亲切啊。
We say, oh, how lovely, how dear his words are. Because his return is so near.
所以他其实他的众仆人。
So he had this for the, his servants.
读着书上话的人有福了。
And he said, blessed are the one who read the word of this prophecy.
主没有叫我们去解启示录。
And God didn't say, blessed is the one who interprets.
读他这话。
But those who read the word.
遵守其中的事。
And those who heed these words.
他的这个人有福了。
He said, "These are the blessed people."
说完这句话，启示录要开始了。
And after he made all these statements, the book of Revelation
starts. 先说到三二一的神。
He started by talking about the God of Trinity.
三一的神都在这里。
The Triune God is right here.
开始要启示录了。
And that is the beginning of the book.
说到父神。
Talk about Father God.
说到子神。
The Son God.
说到圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit.
启示录多奇妙
啊。Oh, what a marvelous book this is.
说到父神。
When you talk about Father God,
这位昔在、今在、以后永在的。
Father God is referred to those who is and who was and who is to come.
英文所知道 who is, who was, who is to come, 昔在、今在、以后永在。
Who was, who is, and who is to come.
我们的神超过时间的神。
Our God is beyond the confines of
time. 2007年到今天了。
And it's more than 2,000 years now.
这怎么一下就过来了。
It's like a...Past just like instance.
我个人是那么相信主来就那么近了他。
I truly believe his return is near.
我不是凭着感觉讲的。
I'm not saying because I feel it.
我凭着神的话讲的。
I say it because this is recorded in the Word of God.
用几十年来读预言。
I've spent tens of years to study his words, especially prophecy.
预言都应验了。
And most of them has become actualized.
剩下最后那么一点点了。
And most of them have fulfilled, and only just a little bit is yet to be fulfilled.
这一点点要应验的话。
And once these little bit is fulfilled,
你见什么一下子应验的。
And they can happen concurrently.
我们现在讲这话的时候。
When I'm speaking to you,
主的预言最后已经应验在应验了，我们还不知道。
We may not know, even know that he is doing what he has promised, the prophecy is being fulfilled as we speak now.
任何时候主都回来。
Therefore, Jesus may return anytime.
我们都要迎接主来。
And we have to be prepared to receive his return.
他是永远的神。
He is the God of eternity.
昔在。
He was.
今在。
He is.
以后永在的神。
And he is to come.
然后说到圣灵。
And he talks about the Holy Spirit.
宝座前的七灵。
By saying from the seven spirits before his throne.
这是启示录特别用的一个 term.
And this is a special term only found in this book.
叫七灵。
The seven spirits.
七灵什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
当然不是七位圣灵了。
We are not talking about there are seven spirits.
也不是七倍的圣灵啊。
Or spirits in sevenfold.
圣经的七。说到国度的丰满。
But the number seven speak of the fullness of the kingdom.
说到丰满的圣灵。
Here is the spirit in the full capacity.
为什么称圣灵为丰满的圣灵啊？
Why do we refer Holy Spirit this way?
因为到这里圣灵要完成心腹的工作了。
Because this is the time the Holy Spirit has finished work for the bride.
圣灵想做最大的工作。
And the greatest work of the Holy Spirit.
要完成心腹了。
Is to adorn well the bride of the Lamb.
圣灵的工作何等宝贵啊。
And that is precious work by the Spirit.
所以称为七灵。
Here, that's why it says seven spirits.
我信主六十年了。
I have been a Christian for over six decades. And I've encountered so many Christians in my life.
有一个弟兄来看我。
The one time a Christian brother came to visit me.
死定我会说方言。
He said, you know, brother Z, I can speak in tongues.
你要听我马上说给你听。
Do you want to listen to me? I can say it right now.
我说给你听好不好？
And I, can I tell you just right now?
我说你不要说。
I said, please don't do that.
我不喜欢听。
I don't want to listen to it.
他以为我没听过方言呢。
He thought I never heard people speaking in tongues.
太小看我了。
Well, he doesn't know me well.
我说你不要说。
I said, don't do that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
最宝贵耶稣基督啊。
The most precious thing is Jesus Christ Himself.
一切恩赐都不宝贵啊。
None of the gifts is precious.
所有的恩赐为了彰显耶稣基督啊。
All the spiritual gifts are for nothing but to manifest Jesus Himself.
耶稣基督的都彰显，我们都得着耶稣基督。
As long as Jesus is manifested, then we can have Jesus.
那是无限的宝贵。
And that is unlimited blessing.
这个圣灵是确定。
And here talk about the Holy Spirit being the seventh spirit.
说到神的儿子耶稣基督了。
And now we come to the third Son of God.
说耶稣基督三个身份。
And it talk about his three status.
诚实做见证的。
That he is the faithful witness.
第二说从死里复活的。
He is the firstborn from the dead.
首先从死里复活。
He is that firstborn from the dead.
第三说在世上为君王为元首。
And the third status, the ruler of the kings of the earth.
一连说了主耶稣三重身份。
So there are three status of Jesus Christ described here.
诚实做见证。
First, the faithful witness.
原文是真实的见证。
The truthful witness.
我们从整本的圣经都在做见证。
The entire Bible is testifying.
摩西出来做见证。
Moses came forward and testified.
亚伯拉罕出来做见证。
Abraham testified.
大卫在做见证。
King David testified.
新约时代使徒们在做见证。
In the New Testament, many disciples testified.
我们今天在做见证。
You and I testify.
这么多的见证。
So many witnesses.
只有耶稣的见证的本身。
But only Jesus Christ, He Himself is the substance of the testimony.
都一个焦点。
And we have only one focal point.
讲到主耶稣。
That's Jesus Christ Himself.
讲主耶稣之外就不是见证。
Aside from Jesus, there's no testimony.
见证耶稣基督。
We are here to testify Jesus Christ.
他是真实的见证。
He is the truthful witness.
然后说第二个身份。
Second status,
首先从死里复活的。
He said he is the firstborn from the dead.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus was raised from the dead.
复活是我们的信仰。
His resurrection is where our faith lies.
今天基督教会活在地上，你要信我们，我们信什么？
We will ask Christian church on earth today, what do you believe?
你不要这么简单，换成回答说我们信耶稣。
Don't just say I believe in Jesus.
今天信耶稣的人太多了。
There are a lot of people who believe in Jesus.
今天地上的异端呢，没有比这个时代再多的了。
And a lot of there are so many cults in this world more than any time before.
我们信他复活了。
We also believe that he was raised from the dead.
使徒行传为复活做见证。
And the book of Acts testify to his resurrection.
整个使徒行传，使徒们见证一件事复活。
All the disciples in the book of Acts testify the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
见证复活那不简单。
It is not easy to testify to resurrection.
必须要看见那位主是活的才行啊。
He says you must first see the risen Lord.
他讲话我听见了。
I hear his voice.
我祷告他答应了。
When I pray, he answers my prayer.
他的大能在我里面。
I sense his great power within me.
而且从我活出。
And he lived out through me.
他的大爱在我里面。
And his great love fill my heart.
充满我每一个角落。
He fill every part of my being.
从我流出来
He overflowed through me.
这是新约。
That's the time. That's the New Testament.
这是见证。
This is people's testimony in the New Testament.
约翰是第一个做见证。
John was the very first person testify.
2000年教会多少神的儿女做见证
？Over 2,000 some years now, so many Christians have testified.
我们都要见证个复活耶稣。
We all testify to this risen Lord Jesus Christ.
这里用的字叫 firstborn， 首生者。
Here the Bible says the firstborn from the dead.
首生者这个话 ，firstborn， 这圣经里很大的一个件事情。
And this is a big word in the Bible.
这句话就是初熟果。
Means the first fruit.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus Christ resurrected.
这就是告诉我们，我们都要通过他的里面复活。
And through him we shall all resurrect.
他如何胜过死亡
？How he defeated the death.
我们也要胜过死亡。
In the same manner we will defeat the death.
他如何复活
？How he resurrected.
我们都要复活。
In the same way we shall all resurrect.
都要像他一样。
We shall be just like him.
他是第一个。
He was that very first one.
叫做受生者。
The firstborn.
就是下面还有第二、第三、第四、第五，对不对
？Which means there are people born afterwards.
二千年到今天。
For over 2,000 years now.
你信不信会复活啊
？Do you believe in Jesus' resurrection？
我到夏利回来啊。
I come to the conference.
好像弟兄姊妹一看见我都问我，史蒂芬你怎么样
？A lot of people greeted me and say how are you doing？
大概是问我四个多月以前开刀的事情的。
Because they were curing my condition because I had a surgery about 4 months ago.
小事一件的。
It's actually a small thing.
我19号开刀。
I had a surgery on the 19th.
18号还在讲道。
And I was still serving by speaking on the 18th.
19号去开刀。
I went to the hospital on the 19th.
医生把我的肺割掉一点。
And then they took a part of my lungs.
第二天我就走路了。
And I was able to walk the following day.
第四天我就回家了。
And I returned home on the 4th day.
我第二代三个医生啊。
And in my second generation, there are 3 doctors.
都在家里等我。
They all were waiting for me in my home.
一个医生到了我房间里面坐在我面前。
One of them came to my room and sat right in front of me.
我若不知道你开刀。
He said, if I didn't know that you had a surgery just 4 days ago.
在第四天。
Only been 4 days.
你不像一个开过大刀的人。
I could not tell you were someone who just had a big surgery.
脸色精神不像开刀的人。
Because you look great.
这不是说我以后不会死的哈。
I'm not saying that I will live forever.
弟兄姊妹们，我们胜过死亡啊
！We can overcome death.
我们的见证不是不死啊
！We are not testifying by saying I will never die.
我们的见证胜过死亡。
But our testimony is that we will overcome death.
胜过疾病。
We will overcome sickness.
胜过软弱。
Overcome weakness.
胜过死亡。
Overcome death.
大家信不信
？Do you believe in that？
要不要
？Do you want that？
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
是死里复活的守生者。
He was the firstborn of the dead.
在地上做君王和元首。
He is also the ruler of the kings of the earth.
这个地上特别讲二十，对不对？地上。
The kings of the earth.
将来主耶稣做王，我们都信。
We know Jesus will be the king in the future.
今天主耶稣已经做王了。
But do we know he is the king today?
前两个礼拜
2 weeks ago,
我真的听见几个大的消息从中国来了
I heard a couple of great news from China
太喜乐了
I was so happy to hear that
前几个月河南的弟兄打电话给我
Just a few months ago brothers from province Henan called me
实际上在北京有个女托生背景的教会你要去啊
They said Brother Z when you come you have to visit this church in Beijing because it's from someone who followed Watchman Nee.
我说我从来不知道北京有个女托生教会的背景哈。
I said, wow, I never knew there was such a church in Beijing.
我离开中国大陆就57年了。
I have left China 50 some years ago.
中国我经常去的。
I do return and visit China many times.
我知道这件事。
But I didn't know about this particular church.
第一个消息。
So I heard this news.
过第二个礼拜，我就从 Houston 听到消息了。
And 2 weeks later, I heard another news from people in Houston.
讲到这个教会。
And same thing about this particular church.
告诉我领头的人姓朱，叫什么名字
？So you know the leader of the church last name is Zhu.
那是我年轻就在上海的时候。
I recognize this name.
我在大学读书的时候。
When I was still in college in Shanghai.
他也在大学读书啊。
He was also in the same college.
在教会聚会，怎么我不认得他
？We went to the same church. Of course I knew him.
他第一个去北京了。
And he later on went to Beijing.
一个小的教会开始了。
He started a small church.
现在发展到一千几百的聚会
了。Now the church has grown to over 1,000 people.
再过两个礼拜。
And 2 weeks after that news.
我给那个弟兄打电话了。
I called and reached him.
找到他的电话了。
I got his phone number.
啊，两个人讲的真是喜乐啊。
We had such a wonderful time fellowshipping on the phone.
他说：“侄女，我比你小3岁。”
He said, "Brother, I'm 3 years younger than you."
我知道你。
I know you.
但是你不知道我。
But you may not know me.
啊，下次到北京来，我们要见面了。
Make sure we meet next time when you visit Beijing.
弟兄姊妹，主的工作太奇妙。
And it is marvelous how the Lord works.
神的工作大水不能熄灭。
And there is no big water can put out the work of God.
烈火不能焚烧。
And neither can it quench the fire.
教会在中国太不容易啊。
And it is so hard for church to survive in China.
特 特别在头上开始的时候
especially in the first few years
我认识比我年长也被爱主的人多半都死都殉道了
and a lot of people who love the Lord whom I know have been martyred
几十年过来真是不容易啊
and a few decades have passed I know they had a hard time
试炼的火越厉害
and the fire of trial was so severe
爱主的心越加焚烧起来了
but the more severe the trials are the more love they have for the Lord
最开始罗马逼迫一波一样的
it's just like what happened to the early church in the time of Roman Empire
罗马逼迫有句口号
and there's this slogan in the time of Roman Empire
倒下去一个
we may kill one
起来两个
but two will rise
所以在罗马城里面就殉道的一百年上中上一百万
therefore over a million Christians were martyred just in the city of Rome alone
中国教会经过大试炼
and the church in China has gone through great trials
从一百万基督徒发展一亿多基督徒
they started with a million Christians now they have over 100 million people
教会基督的身体
and church is the body of Christ
阴间的权柄不能胜过教会
and the power of Hades cannot overcome God's church
我们靠着这个应许过来两千年了
and this is the promise upon which we have lived through over 2,000 years. And one time I called this particular leader in China's church. And I shared with him, you know, it is so stupid to persecute church. Don't you study?
不也就历史的啊
Don't you study the history?
看看逼迫教会哪一次成功过
There's never a success when people try to put out God's church.
今年主要来了
Jesus is returning soon.
中国教会受逼迫
The church in China has been greatly persecuted.
大大证明耶稣得胜
But that only proves that Jesus is all victorious.
耶稣从死里都第一个复活的人
He was the firstborn from the dead.
在地上为君王为元首
He is the ruler of the kings of the earth.
全世界这么多的弟兄姊妹
And there are so many Christian brothers in this world.
我们只有一个君王
We only have one ruler.
我们只有一个权柄
We only have one authority.
是耶稣基督
That is Jesus Christ.
启示录太宝贵了。
The book of Revelation is very precious.
三而一的神算是放在这里。
It describes the God of Trinity.
然后说到主的工作。
And then it talks about the work of the Lord.
他爱我们。
That how he has loved us.
用自己的血。
And had with his own blood.
洗净我们一切的罪恶。
He has freed us from our sins.
这里的罪是多数的。
Here the word sin is in plural form.
说到我们外面的罪的行为。
It talks about our sinful deeds.
宝血洗我们一切的罪。
And the precious blood cleanses us of our sins.
大工作了。
And that is the great work of God.
下面开始启示录第二段了。
And then the second stage of this book.
第二段里面也说三件事。
And also three things are mentioned.
第一件事说主再来。
Talk about his return.
第二件事是万物的结局到了。
And then the ending of all things.
第三件事呼召得胜者。
Thirdly, the calling of the overcomers.
头一件事。
First one.
看哪、啊，他驾云降临。
Says, look, he's coming with the clouds.
万物都要看见他。
And everyone will see him.
连吃他的人也要看见他。
Even those who pierced him.
说到启示录的信息了。
And this is a message in the book.
说到主的再来。
It talks about the return of Jesus Christ.
圣经说主再来的地方太多了。
And there are many things in the Bible talk about his return.
从旧约说到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
旧约里面好多地方说到主再来。
There are many places in the Old Testament talk about his return.
最后撒迦利亚书。
Especially at the book of Zechariah.
马拉基书。
And Malachi.
两本专一说到主再来的书。
These two books talk about his return.
他的脚踏在橄榄山上。
Talk about he set his feet on the Mount Olive.
橄榄山六为两半。
And the Mount Olive was split into two.
主再来为着三件三个人三种人。
And Jesus returns for three kinds of people.
第一为着我们。
First is for us.
教会在这得荣耀了。
And church will be glorified.
我们都脱下这个软弱身体不要了。
By that time we'll let go of our fleshly body.
保罗说当我们见他的时候。
Just like Paul has said that when we see him.
我们身体要变化形状。
Our body will be transformed.
和荣耀的身体相似。
To be just like his glorious body.
信不信
?Do you believe?
你一个身体要变形状，信不信
？Do you believe one day your body will be transfigured？
所以我们身体今天有个病啊，有个软弱啊。
Therefore, if you are sick today，
好了好了，这个身体折磨我们不太久了，知道吧
？You won't be long for this body to continue torturing us。
命长一点，命短一点，其实都不长，都要睡的。
No matter how long we live on earth, we will sleep one day.
当主来的时候
，When Jesus comes back,
所有的人都要复活
，All will rise.
所有死的人都复活
，All the dead men will be raised.
所有的人都要看见主再来
，And all eyes will see His return.
到这里，主再来告一个总结了。
So when He returns, it sums up everything.
看啊，他驾云降临。
Behold, he's coming with the clouds.
这个云不是我们看见的云哈。
This is not a cloud in the material form.
使徒行传第一章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1.
他驾着天云离开了。
How he ascended into heaven through clouds.
但以理第七章。
Daniel chapter 7.
那个人子驾着天云到主到神的面前。
It describes how the Son of Man has come with the cloud in heaven.
天云什么云我不知道。
I don't know what kind of heavenly clouds that
were. 我知道不是天上的我们看见的云。
But definitely not the kind of clouds we see with our eyes.
他驾云降临。
He comes with the clouds.
万物都要看见。
And every eye will see him.
不看还不行呢。
We have to see him.
那一天天上充满主的光明
Because the glory of the Lord will fill the whole sky.
充满主的荣耀
The glory of the Lord will fill the whole sky that day.
万物都要看见了
And everyone will see him.
这个说到世界上的人了
And this everyone refers to everyone in this world.
我们被提和主已经在外面了
It refers to world people as Christians have been raptured in the heaven, in the air.
整个人类大觉醒了
And the entire human race will wake up then.
今天我们传福音啊
Today when we share the gospel,
叫那个觉醒真的不太容易了。
It is not that easy to wake people up.
那驾云降临。
Behold, he will come with the clouds.
所有的人都觉醒了。
And by that time, everyone will wake up.
拿撒勒的耶稣真的是神的儿子。
They will recognize Jesus Christ indeed the Son of Man.
拿撒勒的耶稣真的是人类的救主啊。
Jesus Christ the Nazarene is indeed the Savior of all, the Son of God.
这个觉醒太迟了。
But that will be too late by that time.
命运已经决定了。
Because the fate would have been determined.
所以要大的哀哭发生了。
That's why many people mourn.
万族都要哀哭啊。
All the peoples of the earth will mourn.
最悲哀的日子了。
That is the saddest day of all.
所以我们要传福音啊
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
我们快要带我们这个亲戚朋友要信耶稣、啊、
Help our beloved friends and relatives to believe in Jesus Christ.
到那一天大后悔了
Otherwise we will regret bitterly that day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
看啊他驾云降临
Look, he is coming with the clouds.
整个人类真到了结局了
And that is the ending of the entire human race.
命运决定了
And the faith would have been determined. And Jesus sends out calling to overcome.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
He said, I, John, your brother,
在耶稣的患难
the companion,
过渡
in the tribulation,
忍耐
kingdom and perseverance of
Jesus Christ. 一同有份。呼召得胜了。
That is the calling for overcoming.
耶稣的患难
The tribulation of Jesus Christ.
那不是地上一般我们所讲的患难。
It's different from our suffering.
那是耶稣基督的患难。
The tribulation of Jesus Christ.
我们有份于主耶稣的患难。
In order to be a part of that.
听说耶稣我们受危难。
That means we are offended for the sake of Jesus.
听说耶稣受苦。
And we are troubled because of
Jesus Christ. 因为耶稣被世界拒绝。
We are rejected because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣被世人不能接受。
And we are declined because of Jesus Christ.
跟随耶稣。
We are rejected because we follow Jesus.
被家里的人不能了解。
And we are not understood by our beloved family members.
耶稣的患难。
And that is the tribulation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的国度。
And also,The kingdom of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的忍耐。
And the perseverance of Jesus Christ.
这个忍耐也不是普通的忍耐。
And this perseverance is different from the usual patience.
新约里头好多地方说到基督的忍耐。
And many places in the New Testament talk about the perseverance of Jesus Christ.
下面说圣徒的忍耐就是在此。
And the perseverance of saints also are mentioned.
这个忍耐的力量太大了。
And this is a great perseverance.
经过刀剑。
Through the fear of sword,
经过烈火
through fiery fire,
仇敌永远追不到我们的根儿
and the enemies will never chase us all the way to our roots.
圣徒的忍耐没有穷尽
we will have unlimited perseverance from the Lord.
患难带进国度
Perseverance brings in the kingdom.
在孤独里的人
And for those who are in the kingdom.
都是有耶稣忍耐的人
Are the people who have the perseverance.
我们一同有份在耶稣的患难
We are partakers of the perseverance of Jesus Christ.
孤独
In his kingdom.
忍耐的
And his tribulation.
呼召得胜
He is sent out calling for overcomers.
下面要开始说的人子和教会的意象了
And it followed by talking about the vision of the Son of Man and his church.
主耶稣叫约翰看
Jesus asked John to look.
耶稣约翰一看
And when John looked,
看见七个灯台
he saw seven golden lampstands.
有一位人子站在灯台中间
And there was the Son of Man stands in the middle of the golden lampstands.
他的右手握住七星
And in his hand held seven stars.
灯台什么呢
What are the golden lampstands?
七星是什么呢
What are those seven stars?
下面马上自己解释了
The Bible explained itself right after that.
他说七个灯台
The seven golden lampstands
就是七个教会
are the seven churches.
七星
the seven stars
就是七教会的使者
are the seven angels of the churches.
圣经啊，三分之二都自己解释了。
And two-thirds, you can say two-thirds of the Bible is self-explanatory.
我们解圣经要小心。
Therefore, it's very important for us to be careful when we read the Bible.
圣经里面都找出它本身的解释来了。
Because many times, Bible would explain itself.
人子
The Son of Man
站在灯台中间
stands in the middle of the golden lampstand.
说出一件事
that tells us one thing.
人子主耶稣控制灯台的意义
that the Son of Man Jesus Christ controls the significance of the lampstand.
而教会灯台的功用
and the function of the lampstand
就彰显人子
is to manifest Son of Man
照射人子
to project the Son of Man
照人子投射到万有的里面去
to reflect the Son of Man into all creation
这是教会
this is the meaning of church
人子控制教会的意义
and the Son of Man controls the meaning and the significance of church
教会彰显人子的荣耀
and the church shall in return manifest the glory of the Son of Man
灯台的灯点起来的时候
when the lampstand is lit
把人子照射的荣耀
The glory of the Son of Man will be projected.
所以他是位人子
So that is the Son of Man.
为什么叫他人子呢
Why do we call him the Son of Man?
人子这句话
This phrase
从创世纪一直到启示录
This term is used throughout the entire Bible.
我只有几句话给你们讲
I can only share with you a few.
创世纪一章第二十七节
And chapter 1 verse 27 in Genesis.
当神造人的时候
When God created man,
我们要照我们的形象
He said, in our own image,
照我们的样式
and our likeness,
来造人
we shall create a man.
这圣经奇妙啊
And this is a marvelous part of the Bible.
这里一个人字啊
Here, the Son of Man,
它的文法是团体数
It's a corporate man.
团体数
It's a corporate man.
说一个团体的人
So it talks about not a single person, but a corporate person.
创世纪一章
Genesis chapter 1.
神造人的时候
When God first made the man,
那神的思想不是一个单个的人
In his mind, it was not a single person.
造一个种族
It was a race he was creating.
造一个团体的人
A corporate man he was creating.
到了旧约里面就是人子这个话多次出现
Therefore, in the Old Testament, the phrase Son of Man appeared many times.
特别到了以西结书
Especially comes to the book of Ezekiel.
人子这个字整个充满整个以西结书
And the term the Son of Man was everywhere in that book.
到了福音书里面了
And when it comes to the gospel in the New Testament.
主耶稣来了
When Jesus comes.
他行走在地上
He walked on the earth.
他最喜欢称自己做人子
He liked to refer himself as the Son of Man.
人子来怎样怎样
He often said the Son of Man has come to do this and that.
人子要怎样怎样
And the Son of Man shall do this and that.
主耶稣称自己为人子
He referred himself to be that Son of Man.
整个旧约的人子到主耶稣身上应验了
And therefore you see all the Son of Man described in the Old Testament was actualized on Jesus in the New Testament
主行走在地上
When Jesus lived on earth
他是团体的人
He was that corporate man
所有教会我们教会都藏身在耶稣里面
The entire church was hidden in Jesus
我们都在耶稣基督里面
You and I were in Jesus when he was a man
所以主耶稣死
So when he died
我们得释放了
We can be released
主耶稣复活
When he rose from the dead
我们得他的生命了
We receive life from him
主在十字架上面所成就的
What he has accomplished on the cross
所成了我们今天的确立
When he said it is done We got what we have today
我从来没有医病赶鬼的恩赐
I never had the spiritual gift of healing or cast out demons.
但是我一生当中医病的经历太多了。
But I have experienced so many times the healing miracles.
赶鬼的经历也太多了。
Or casting out demons.
瞎子看见。
And cause the blind to see.
聋子听见。
The deaf to hear.
瘸子行走。
Lame to walk.
瘫痪的起来。
And the paralyzed man can rise up.
那为什么我说我没有恩赐？我的确没有恩赐。
Indeed, I don't have so-called spiritual gifts like that.
我看见过有医病恩赐的人。
I have seen people that have healing gifts.
我知道我不是的。
And I know I'm not like that.
我相信。主耶稣为医病
But I believe Jesus is able to heal.
我相信祷告有权柄
And I believe there is power in our prayer.
这是每一个神的儿女都有的
And that is something God has given to every child of God.
所以我们去医病
So we can heal sickness.
我相信鬼魔不能碰我们
And I believe devil cannot touch us, children of God.
到今天为止每个鬼看见我都怕的
And I believe devil is afraid to see us.
有时候我碰到个姊妹说就晚上不敢回去
And one time this Christian sister was afraid of dark and dare not go home.
你为什么不敢回去
And I said, why are you afraid?
太黑了
She said, it was too dark.
我太黑有什么关系啊
I said, what's wrong with being dark?
我你怕鬼
I said, oh, you are afraid of devil.
我你太不出息了
Well, shame on you.
神的儿女都怕鬼呢
How can the children of God be afraid of darkness?
鬼怕你了你怕起鬼来了
Because devil is afraid of us. We should not be afraid of devil.
我们有耶稣的名啊
Because we have the name of Jesus.
我们在宝血印记啊
And we have the seal from his precious blood.
我们有圣灵的印记啊
We have the seal from his Holy Spirit.
哪一鬼不怕我们呢
Every devil is afraid of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers,
The
Son of Man
十架上面成就的
He has accomplished so much on the cross
伟大确立
And that is the greatest privilege for us
我们都领受了
We can now receive it
人子的团体的人
And the Son of Man refers to a corporate man
我在他的里面
I am in that man
保罗告诉我们进一点在母腹里分别为圣的
And then those who are being sanctified in the mother's womb
远一点从创世之前就拣选了我们
And also Before the foundation of time, He has chosen us.
在基督里面拣选我们。
He has chosen us in Christ Jesus.
我们都在主耶稣里面出现的。
That's why we can appear in Jesus Christ.
现在他成为人子。
He is the Son of Man.
但是到了最后了，启示录讲人子了。
And now we come to the book of Revelation when they talk about the Son of Man.
约翰说好像人子。
And John says, I saw someone look like the Son of Man.
为什么说好像人子啊
Why did he say?
主耶稣的地上33年最后三年半约翰太熟悉了
John knows Jesus very well
主耶稣的声音太清楚了
And he knows his voice very well
主耶稣的样子他太清楚了
And he knows exactly what Jesus looked like
现在启示录里面看见耶稣啊
But now when he saw Jesus again in the book of Revelation
约翰好像不认得了
He wasn't sure
为什么不认得了
Why
现在耶稣得着荣耀了
Because Jesus has been glorified
一个变化的耶稣了
So what he saw was a transfigured Jesus
就是那位道成肉身所的耶稣
了 It was no longer Jesus whom he knew in the human form
在荣耀里的耶稣了
But Jesus in the glorious realm
啊我们有一天看见耶稣的时候啊
So when we see Jesus one day
认得
Will we recognize him?
另外一面不认得
We may feel that we seem to recognize him but may not recognize him because he's too glorious
比太阳更光明啊
He is brighter than the sun
谁敢在主面前放肆啊
Who dares to be loose or careless in the presence of the Lord The first hymn we sang tonight was great
天使在伺候天上
And even angels who serve in the heaven
不敢凝视观望
Could not bear that sight
在他荣耀奥秘之前
And before his glorious mystery
只有眼目低长
They could do nothing but bow
哪个天使敢抬头这么看
No angel dared to lift up their head and behold his glory directly
那么对我们神的儿女来说这个不是真理
But this is not truth for us children of God
我们能够亲近耶稣的
Because we can draw close to Jesus
登台中间一位人子
There was a son of man in the middle of the golden lampstand
说到身上八重的意义
And there's eight folds of meaning described
耶稣要找到八重的特征
And there are eight characteristics of
the son of man 来制造教会
Through these characteristics he is working on his church
登台就照着耶稣身上的特点被构造而成功的
And the golden lampstand will shine upon the son of man and reflect his characteristics
所以也启示录一章的太重要了。
Therefore, the first chapter of this book is very important.
你们能记得我讲的八重意义哈
？And I wish you will remember what I'm about to share the eight folds of meaning.
先给你们总共讲的八个点哈。
There are eight points here.
第一说身体。
First, his body.
第二说胸。
Second, his chest.
第三说他的头。
Thirdly, his head.
第四说眼睛。
His eyes.
第五说他的脚。
His feet.
第六说他的声音。
His voice.
第七说的口。
And his mouth.
第八说的脸。
And the eighth, his face.
记得了没有？
Remember these eight things now?
今天年轻人不多，不然我得考考一个年轻人。
Well, we don't have a lot of young people here, but otherwise I would test them here.
第一什么？
What's the first thing?
身体好。
Body.
第二呢？胸。第三呢？头。好 ，head。第四呢
？Eyes.
眼睛好，你不讲英文 eyes 好。第五呢？
Feet.
脚。第六呢？声音。
Voice.
第七呢？口。
Now.
第八呢？脸面，大家都记了，你们背得很好的，你们先看了讲义的哈，背都。
Are you reading from the outline? You did a good job.
先说他的身体。
First of all, his body.
身穿长袍，直垂到脚。
And he was dressed in robe reaching down to his feet.
基督是我们的合一的生命。
And Jesus Christ is the life of unity.
我们的身体啊。
And our body.
现在看不见了。
You won't see it anymore.
耶稣基督那件长袍把我们都遮盖了。
And his long robe will have covered us all.
身体太复杂了。
Body is complex.
四肢百现。
And there are so many members in the body.
都不一样，对不对？
Every member is different.
我们脸上就麻烦了，眼睛、耳朵、鼻子什么都一样的。
And none of the members on our face is the same.
现在身体上的所有肢体。
All the members of the body.
都看不见了。
Won't be seen anymore.
一件长袍都遮盖了。
Because one long robe will cover them all.
基督是我们的合一生命。
Therefore, Jesus Christ is the life of unity for us.
身体太奇妙了。
And that is very unique.
身体上所有肢体都不一样。
And every member on the body is different.
功用都不一样。
And has different function.
但是有一个 oneness, 有一个意在里面。
But you see this oneness among these members.
我们从来不觉得身体上有什么肢体的。
And you won't feel there's distinction of these members.
当一个人身体正常的时候。
When a person's physical condition is normal.
不觉得有个肢体存在。
You won't especially feel or feel particularly a part, a special part in your body.
什么时候觉得肢体存在的呢？
Whenever you feel about a member.
那个肢体病了。
Because that member is sick.
我在年轻的时候啊。
When I was young.
有一度时候胃非常不好。
There's a period of time I had a stomach ache.
天天觉得胃的存在。
And I will feel the existence of my stomach every day.
常常吐啊。
I vomit often.
我住在一个楼上。
I live upstairs.
过了个小的院子就是聚会的地方。
And the meeting hall is across where I live.
很多弟兄姊妹在院子里。
A lot of people may stay in the courtyard between my place and the meeting place.
讲道之前一定吐。
And my problem is I always vomit right before I speak.
吐的连胆汁都吐出来。
I was vomiting to the extreme that even yeah the liquid in my gallbladder will come out.
通通吐完去讲道去。
And I will throw up completely and then I will be able to speak.
弟兄姊妹死命又在吐了。
And then people standing in the courtyard will hear my vomiting sound.
真是不荣耀主了。
It really wasn't glorious to the Lord.
啊，后来主医治我了。
Later on, the Lord healed me.
好像替我换了一个胃一样。
It's like I got a new stomach.
一直用到今天呢。
And it's been used until today.
我的胃特别的好啊。
I have a strong stomach now.
我今天没有一件东西不吃的。
And I can eat literally almost everything.
到四川去吃辣的。
I went to 四川, I had spicy food.
啊，到了浙江去吃咸的。
To 浙江, I had something really salty.
没有问题啊。
I could eat everything.
我的胃都受得了。
And my stomach can take those foods.
硬的软的都吃。
Hard or soft, everything.
主给我换一个胃了。
Because the Lord has replaced the old one with a new one.
今天我从来不觉得胃的存在了。
So I no longer feel the existence of my stomach.
什么时候觉得有个胃啊？
When do I feel my stomach?
知道吧？好了，有胃病，对了，胃病的时候觉得有胃了。
When you have an ulcer, you feel the existence of your stomach.
我们的身体奇妙啊。
And what a marvelous body we have.
还有意在那个地方啊。
And there's this oneness.
所有的肢体用处都不一样。
And each member may have different functions.
都不觉得个肢体的存在啊。
But you won't feel the existence of other members.
一个肢体一出毛病，我们都觉得这个肢体了。
But when a particular member has problem, then you sense its existence.
有这个弟兄不顺服啊。
There was this Christian brother who disobeyed.
我们的福音不能传了。
And to the point we couldn't share the gospel anymore.
一天一天过来，靠近要大传福音的时候了。
And then they, as they got closer to the day of gospel meeting, I went to this brother.
弟兄，我求你顺服主了，好不好
？And I begged him, said, "Please, just obey the Lord."
再不顺服，我们都要死给你看了呀。
And we will die right in front of you if you don't obey.
我们和你同工啊。
We are your co-workers.
我们的福音。不能传啊、
But with your status, we just can't preach the gospel. We are without strength.
那人带他回来了。
And then we brought him home finally.
力量回来了。
Finally, he returned to us and we regained our strength.
传福音。
When we share gospel after that.
传福音不叫人哭那才是很奇怪的事情。
And it would be strange when you share gospel, people are not moved.
我传福音到中年。
And I've preached gospel since I was young.
传耶稣啊、
Whenever I talk about
Jesus,
everyone is easily moved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
身穿长衣
The Son of Man wears
long clothes,
reaching to his feet.
整个肢体都合一了
The entire body was in this oneness.
那么自然地运行呢
And it's so naturally functioning.
第二件事吗
What's the second thing?、
啊、
the chest.
胸一个金带束住胸
，and girdle across his chest was a golden sash。
说永远的爱
，that talk about his everlasting love，
就是永远的爱
，his everlasting love and eternal purpose。
整个的胸是主的爱
，because chest is where the love of God lays。
圣经里讲胸的地方太多了
，and there are many times in the Bible talk about breast or chest。
连我们诗歌里头好久诗歌讲主的胸啊
，and many times even in the hymns this word is used。
有一个诗人叫 Fanny Crosby，
a famous writer of songs。
胸怀让我来长生啊
！She said, "I can hide myself in your bosom."
啊，耶稣的胸怀。
And the bosom of Jesus.
哦，我们长生在他的怀中。
We can hide ourselves in Him.
而神的永远的旨意。
And the eternal purpose of God.
耶稣他的大爱。
And the great love of Jesus.
讲神的爱最有名圣经知道吧
？And what is the most famous one? Talk about the love of God.
在约翰福音三章十六节，对吧
？John 3:16，
会背吗
？Do you？
大家会背吗？神爱世人
，For God so loved the world that he gave his only son，
赐给他们，
him,
叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，
life,
反得永生。这是神的大爱。
This is the greatest love of God.
我们刚到台湾去的时候
，When we first arrived in Taiwan，
我们从南到北的教会都写的四个字叫“神爱世人”。
And church throughout the entire island of Taiwan, we put out big signs that God loves the world.
这个福音真有能力的。
And at that time, our gospel preaching was so powerful.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
爱所有的人。
God loves the whole world.
爱到一个地步。
To a point.
不惜。牺牲他的独生子
He gave his one and only son
爱到甚至舍掉他的独生子
To the point he gave his one and only son
叫一切信他的
So that he who believes in him
不止灭亡反得永远的生命
Will not perish but have everlasting life
这是神的大爱
And that is the love of God
我们凭着这节圣经传福音的
And we share the gospel with this verse
最刚硬罪人我们有信心
And we have faith even facing the hardest heart man
抵挡我们最厉害的仇敌我们有信心
And even those who resist us the most we still have faith to tell you this
多少的人呢倒在耶稣的福音面前
And we saw so many people fall in the gospel of God
到了以弗所第二章
And the book of Ephesians chapter 2
这个爱一下缩小了
And it seems the size of the love suddenly shrinks
不叫神爱世人了
It's no longer called theGod so loved the world.
爱我们的大爱
But the great love that loved us.
这爱就在我们身上
Now the love has concentrated on us.
正在工作在我们身上
And through this love, he's working on us.
要把我们度做成幸福的一份子
And mold us into a part of the new bride.
神的大爱
That is the great love of God.
爱我们
He loves us.
挚爱教会
He loves his church.
挚爱属他的人
He only loves those who believe belong to him. He loves his children.
正在大大的工作
And he's doing his great work right now.
把我们都要做成他的幸福
So that we can become his bride.
到最后幸福出现了
At the end, the bride will appear.
这是胸怀
And this is what's in his chest.
神的工作只有一个
God only has one work to do.
除了这工作神没有工作
God has no other work. But this one. What's the third point?
头与发，不要忘记头发哦。
Head and hair.
借白
are white,
像白羊毛一样
like a white wool.
基督是人的永远
Christ talk about God's eternity.
什么叫永远
What is eternity?
白发老年人的白发是老年人的尊贵尊贵
Gray hair is honor of the old people.
没有一个超过耶稣基督的
But no one has gray hair more than Jesus Christ. He is the source of all.
主耶稣是永远。
Jesus himself is eternity.
永远是什么
？What is eternity?
很多人解释永远。
Many people try to explain eternity.
用时间的观念解释永远。
But we are trying to do that from the concept of time.
数不过来的时间嘛，叫做永远了。
When you lose count of time, or you can't afford to count time,
将来我们
可就 feel that's eternity.
永远活着不会死的，就是到永远了。
But when we see him, we shall live forever. That's eternity.
你不认识永远。
We don't know the true meaning of eternity. What is eternity?
神是永远。
God himself is eternity.
主耶稣是永远。
Jesus is eternity.
除了神，除了耶稣之外，没有永远。
There is no eternity aside from Jesus.
所以圣经说到耶稣基督。
That's why when Bible talks about Jesus Christ,
永远之子。
Talk about him being the eternal Son of God.
圣灵。
When it talks about Holy Spirit,
永远的灵。
It talks about the living Holy.
说到主的生命。
When it talks about the life of Jesus Christ,
永远的生命
it says the eternal life.
耶利米书说主的爱
the book of Jeremiah says the love of the Lord.
说永远的爱
is an everlasting love.
说主的救恩
the salvation of the Lord.
永远的救恩
is the eternal salvation.
主耶稣为我们赎罪
and the redemption of Jesus Christ.
叫做永远赎罪的事
is the eternal redemption.
主耶稣的约
And the covenant that he has made is eternal covenant.
为什么每个字加上永远?
Why do they use the adjective eternal each of them? Because whatever comes out of Jesus is eternal.
归给主的才叫做永远。
And those who goes back to Jesus is also eternal.
诗篇的九十篇。
So in Psalms 90,
我就从永远到永远你是神。
It says from everlasting to everlasting you are God.
神是永远。
God is everlasting.
耶稣是永远。
And Jesus is everlasting.
我们有没有得到永远生命?
Do we have this everlasting life?
知道了哈。
永远生命 yes, we do.
进到我们里面了。
We have received the everlasting life.
我们不是将来要到永远去。
We're not talking about one day we shall go into eternity.
永远在我里面开始了。
But eternity has started in us.
我们有很深的感觉。
And we need to have feeling like that.
好多年以前。
Many years ago.
那是我身体很不好。
I had physical, I was physically ill.
最南面一个城叫高雄。
I went to the a city in the south part of Taiwan called 高雄。
我坐哪里？
I sat there.
哇，弟兄们，一个月起来祷告。
And I heard the prayer by brothers one by one.
保守死弟兄啊。
They were praying for me. God,
保守死弟兄啊。
Keep brother Z.
我听了受不了了。
To the point I couldn't stand it anymore.
我站起来了。
So I stood up.
我你们怕我会死是不是
？I said, Are you guys afraid that I might die?
我不会死的。
Don't worry, I will not die.
我要活得很长很长。
I will live a long life.
我活得要多长。
How long?
比日头还要长。
Longer than the sun will last.
比月亮还要长。
Longer than the moon will last.
比这个天地还要长。
Longer than the heaven and earth shall last.
我定会看见他们的结局。
I will see the ending of these things.
他们看不见我的结局。
But these things will not see my ending.
不要再这么苦苦祷告保守死弟兄。
So please stop begging and praying for me.
有次我下飞机。
One time I went to the airplane.
这架飞机公司有两架飞机。
And there were two airplanes.
前面一架飞机摔掉了。
And the one before this just fell.
死了好多人。
Just crashed and many people died.
我就要坐他第二架的飞机。
And I was about to hop on the second one.
弟兄们围着我祷告。
And these Christian brothers surrounded me and prayed.
保守这个飞机啊，保守这个飞机啊。
Oh Lord, keep the airplane safe.
神的儿女很可爱。
They are just wonderful brothers.
那么上架飞机摔下来是没人祷告了。
I said, well then nobody seemed to have prayed for the first one that crashed.
你们放心。
I said, don't worry.
我坐在飞机上。
When I'm in the airplane,
这个飞机掉不下去。
It will not crash.
有一次我坐飞机啊。
And one time I was in the airplane.
今天747的飞机啊。
It was a 747.
这么好的运气啊。我叫开飞机两人大概在睡觉还是彼此开玩笑啊。
And I thought the pilots were either falling asleep or they were chatting and kind of careless.
竟然开到了台风里面去了。
And they took the direct the entire plane into the typhoon, the storm.
那个飞机绝对可以超过台风的了。
And it was easy for us to surpass the storm.
一到台风里面这个飞机像个纸做的窑子一样。
But once you are involved into the storm, then you are very weak. You lose control.
哦，那个巨浪的左右上下都飞着。
And so we were like shaking up and down, left and right.
我旁边坐着一个白种人啊。
And there was a Caucasian next to me.
不是 Warren Bogle 哈。
It's not Ernie. Okay.
是另外一个白种人。
It was another Caucasian.
吓得脸都发白。
And he was so scared.
我你怕死吗？
And I asked him, are you afraid of death?
没人不怕死。
He said, who doesn't?
我你基督徒吗？
I said, are you a Christian?
我是基督徒，我人就怕死。
He said, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm still afraid of death.
我那么你信耶稣干什么呢？
I said, then why bother to believe in Jesus?
信耶稣跟不信耶稣一样。
What's the difference? You're a Christian or not?
你不怕死吗？
He asked me, don't you, aren't you afraid?
我因为不怕，所以我才问你。
I said, well, because I'm not afraid, that's why I'm asking you.
我觉得我要死了，我就见主了。
As if I die now, I will see my Lord soon.
不高兴，现在还没到见主的时候。
And he was not happy. He said, "It's not time yet."
我说好了，好了。
So I said,、oh, "Forget it."
飞机稳定开始出事，你也管不了，我也管不了的。
Well, we have no control over what's going to happen.
那我那个信主，你信不了呢。
And I believe in the Lord. You apparently have problems.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们里面有耶稣。
We have Jesus inside.
死里复活的耶稣基督。
He's the one who resurrected from the dead.
死亡都胜过了。
He overcame the death.
我说这话，我七月就要飞飞机飞台湾去了。
I will soon take flight to Taiwan in July.
我并不怕做工辛苦。
I'm not afraid of hard working.
我就怕坐飞机。
I hate to fly.
不是怕飞机掉下来。
I'm not afraid of the airplane to fall.
我和我的姊妹一起走。
I will go with my wife together.
这个 time difference 对她没有问题。
And she never had a problem adjusting to the jet lag.
对我生了大问题。
But I will always have difficulty.
她到了那里也不讲道，也不做工。
And she will well adjust in time, different time zone, but she doesn't have to speak when we arrive.
我到了台湾来，休息时间没有，马上就要做工。
And I need to immediately speak or work once we arrive in Taiwan.
最不可以有 time difference 的人。
And I should not have time indifference.
这个偏偏他 time difference 真是厉害的。
But I suffer so much jet lag.
我主啊，坐飞机最可怕的事。
So I said to the Lord, you know, this is dreadful that I have to fly.
坐两小时很舒服啊。
It's okay to have a 2-hour flight.
坐十个小时以上太不舒服了。
Over 10 hours is just too much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们耶稣基督永远。
We and Jesus Christ are eternal.
我们的时间太渺小了。
We are really minute in the time.
他的头与发皆白。
Here says his head and his hair are white, like a white wool.
下面第四呢?
And what's the fourth point?
眼睛像火焰。
His eyes like a flame.
主耶稣的火焰眼目。
A flame of fire.
眼目像火焰。
And his eyes were like a blaze of fire.
照亮所有的黑暗的灵魂。
And will enlighten all the dark souls.
耶稣的眼目。
The eyes of Jesus
照亮我们的心
will enlighten our hearts.
火焰眼目
and the fiery eyes.
彼得最懂得火焰眼目了
and Peter knows very well what that means.
在路加福音第五章啊
in the Luke 5.
他们在船上
when they were on the boat.
耶稣不在船上
Jesus was not on their boat.
他们是个老渔夫啊
and these experienced fishermen.
打了一夜的鱼一条也打不到
all night long and they caught nothing.
这也是个大的奇迹啊
And that was a miracle, I have to say.
我去钓鱼钓到一条了。
If I were on their boat, I think I would be able to catch at least one fish.
十二个老渔夫钓不到一条鱼啊。
Now you have 12 experienced fishermen, they could catch nothing.
主耶稣来了。
Until Jesus came along.
主耶稣上了船。
He got on their boat.
把船开往深处。
He said, take, sail your boat to the deep, to the deep.
到了深处往那边下网。
And then catch your net there.
这个彼得老师多话的人。主啊，我们打了一个晚上没钓到鱼啊。
And Peter was a talkative person, so he said, "Lord, we tried all night long.
下网吧。
We caught nothing, but you know, we'll do what you said."
一网下去。
And when they cast down their net,
打多少的鱼啊
？How much fish did they caught?
拉不动了。
They couldn't even move the net.
叫所有人帮忙来拉这一网的鱼、啊。
They called all other fishermen come to help.
这一网的鱼，两条船都装不下啊。
And the fish was so there are so much fish that even two boats could not be full, could not take.
那是神奇是不是？
Isn't that a great miracle?
所有人都来拜耶稣。
They all bow before Jesus.
你真是神的儿子。
Acknowledging that he is indeed the Son of God.
只有彼得不一样。
Only Peter had a different reaction.
彼得跪在主的脚前。
And immediately he knelt before the Lord.
主啊，离开我。
He said, "Oh Lord, depart from me."
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
这个那天神迹一点关系都没有啊。
And his reaction has nothing to do with the miracle that day.
所有的人遇见神迹。
Everyone who encountered miracles.
彼得遇见了行神迹的神啊。
But Peter was the one who encountered God who performed the miracle.
他遇见主了。
He met the Lord. And he encountered the holy light that was in Jesus. And that light enlightened Jesus completely. He couldn't bear that light.
主啊, 离开我。
So he said, Lord, depart from me.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
我们从来不这样祷告的。
Do we pray like that?
我们说主啊，永远不离开我，对不对？
We always say, Lord, don't forsake me.
你们哪一人祷告说主啊，离开我的？
Do you pray like Jesus, leave me?
那是彼得实在看见了主了。
But that day, Peter saw the Lord.
那么他祷告这句话，主耶稣没说好，我离开你了，是不是这样？
And, but did Jesus answer his prayer like that?
有没有？
Did Jesus do that?
主耶稣说。
Departing him? But Jesus said,
彼得。
Peter,
你从今以后,
from this moment and on,
你要得人如得鱼了,
you shall be a fisher of men.
这句话应验在彼得身上,
and that became true later on Peter.
到了五旬节到了,
on the day of Pentecost,
彼得一网三千人啊,
how he has saved people by thousands.
一网救了五千人啊,
he was like a great fisher of men, saved many people.
真是一网上的两只船都装不下啊,
and then the number of people he saved was just countless.
一群一群人都救了,
group after group, people were saved by him.
这个经历太重要了,
and the experience here was truly important.
我们有没有遇见主呢?
Did we ever meet with the Lord?
让主照亮我们整个的生命呢?
Did we ever allow Jesus enlighten our life?
你的一生啊, 这个经验太多了。
And Peter has so many experiences just like that.
你是彼得。
Jesus said to me, you are Peter.
马太十六章讲的话。
And that's what said to me.
我要把我的教会。
And upon this stone,
建造在这个磐石上。
I will build my church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And the power of Hades cannot overcome.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And I will give to you the key of heavenly kingdom.
地上所捆绑的。
And whatever you bind on earth,
天上也要捆绑。
Will be bound in heaven.
地上释放的。
Whatever you release,
天上也要释放。
Will be released in heaven.
太大的应许了。
That was such a great promise.
这就彼得的一生啊。
And all his days.
这个应许得给我们教会啊。
And it's not just for Peter, but for his church.
阴间权柄不能胜教会。
And the power of Hades cannot overcome God's church.
在中国大征战呢。
And in China we saw great battles.
快六十年了。
Over six decades now.
证明一件事。
There's only one fight.
阴间权柄不能胜教会。
You only prove one thing, that the power of Hades cannot overcome God's church.
教会越来越兴旺了。
And God's church is revived more and more.
福音越来越有能力了。
And the gospel is gaining more and more power.
神的儿女越来越刚强了。
And the children of God are stronger and stronger.
阴间权柄不能胜教会。
Because the power of Hades cannot overcome God's church.
接着彼得遇见主了。
Peter met the Lord.
彼得说了句话。
He said,
主说撒旦。
And he made a comment, and Jesus said to him, Satan,
推我后面去。
Get behind me.
彼得一路上面遇见主。
Peter has so many experiences encountering the Lord.
最后三次否认主。
But at the end, he denied the Lord three times.
到第三次否认主的时候。
At the third time,
耶稣回头一看。
Jesus turned around and looked at him.
彼得就出去痛哭。
Peter went out and wept bitterly. Because Jesus' eyes were like fire.
受不了啊。
He couldn't bear his gaze.
耶稣的光把我们生命全照亮了。
And the light of Jesus just enlightened him completely.
这下面是什么？
And what's the next thing?
The feet. 锻炼过光明的痛。
It's like the burnished feet.
主是审判。
And Jesus is the judge.
使徒行传十七章三十一节。
And Acts chapter 17 verse 31.
主要治理那个人。
And he will ordain this man.
审判天下。
And this man will judge the whole world.
叫他从死里复活。
You have caused him rise from the dead.
万人做可信的凭据。
To be the proof for millions of people for their faith.
治理那个人。
And this one man,
主审判万有。
God has said to judge the whole world.
可以翻译说估量万有。
And it can also not judge, but also measure the all creation.
所有的事都要被耶稣来衡量过。
Because every man and everything will be measured by Jesus one day.
我们的生活行为。
How we live.
我们的侍奉。
Our words, our deeds.
都要被耶稣来衡量过。
Will one day be measured by Jesus.
多少是出于耶稣呢？
How much is from the Lord?
每件事里面耶稣的成分有多少呢？
How much I do is Jesus.
主在里面掌权有多少呢？
How much I do is controlled by Jesus.
被耶稣做衡量。
Jesus will be our ultimate measurement.
光明的痛。
His feet will like burnished
bronze. 眼睛所看见的。
Burnished bronze.
脚来解他。
And you see with your eyes, he sees with his eyes, And he will judge with his feet.
And
we have experienced like that,
don't we?
There was this older brother in Culver City Church. He is now resting in Jesus. He came from Taiwan to America. He always testified. Which is very interesting. Whatever that is the diameter is 1 inch, the height is 2 inches, and the length is 3 inches. The 1 inch thing, round thing is a glass.
酒杯,几颗酒杯杯?
A wine glass.
二寸方方是麻将牌。
And the 2 inch thickness is referring to Chinese mahjong.
三寸长长是香烟。
And the 3 inch long thing is cigarette.
他被这三件事情捆绑了。
He said he was under the bondage of the 3 things. He said, I have to drink.
我不可能不打麻将。
And I have to gamble.
我不可能不抽烟。
And I have to smoke.
这三个不可能。
These are the three things he could not get rid
of.
But when he believed in Jesus,
没有想到这三件事啊,
to his greatest surprise,
他一信耶稣, 三件事都被主全没有了,
and after he believed in Jesus Christ, these three bondages just fell.
一成圆圆, 二成方方, 三成长长都不见了,
the drinking habit, the smoking habit, and gambling habit were gone overnight.
有个弟兄和我同工,
I have this co-worker
年轻的时候,
at, when I was young.
大脾气,
oh, this the coworker of mine, he had this really poor temper, ill temper. He was in big flash. We were roommates. He had to throw some kind of temper at least a couple times a day. But I saw how he lived. Every time after he threw the temper, he would kneel before the Lord. And I could tell the Holy Spirit was working within him.
流泪啊,
he would cry.
祷告啊,
he would pray.
主啊,
oh Lord, I'm just hopeless. I'm a big flesh. And later on, I left him. And we were serving the Lord at two different places. And we met each other many years afterwards. I noticed how he became such a nice tempered person. And I said, what happened to your temper? And it seems so hard for you to lose your temper now. Say, you know, I had no idea. It just dropped. And Jesus Christ, the burnished brass like feet, that feet
will
step upon us and do away with anything that's not of Jesus.
我们要快讲了, 你们放心,
and we need to speed up now. Don't worry, we won't go beyond 10 o'clock. What's the next thing?
啊?
The voice.
声音, 如同中水的声音,
his voice was like the sound of many waters. Have you heard about sounds of many waters? Not the water in your house. I went to Niagara Falls one time. I was brought by some Christian brothers. Look at the power in that fall.
哇, 这个fall太有力量了。
It's very powerful.
世界四个大的fall。
There are four great falls in the world.
一个在美国,
one is in US, one is in China.
中国的黄果树大瀑布太有名了。
And then there is this great waterfall in Guizhou.
这个瀑布太有力量了。
And this very powerful one.
不过小小一个瀑布啊。
And it's nothing but a waterfall.
什么叫中水啊?
What is many waters?
不是把所有瀑布放在一起啊?
I'm not saying we put all the waterfalls together.
把太平洋大西洋都放在一起了。
And put all the ocean together as well.
这个力量又能抵挡吗?
Who can resist a power like that?
主的话像中水的声音。
So when the word of God is like the sound of many waters,
中水的声音,
his voice is like the sound of many waters. No one can resist.
我们都要回去传福音啊,
that's why we need to share the gospel.
去讲神的话,
to tell people the word of God.
神的话有力量啊,
because there's power in the word of
在下面呢?
God. What's next?
啊?
口。
口, 口中出吧良人的利剑。
And came from his mouth was a sharp two-edged sword.
在希伯来第四章,
in Hebrew chapter 4,
第十三节,
verse 13,
神的话,
it says the word of God is full of the power and life.
有功效的,
it's fully effective and functional.
比良人的所有良人的剑还要快,
and is sharper than any two-edged sword.
甚至魂与灵,
and can pierce through
骨髓,
the soul and the spirit.
And
bone and marrow completely split them.
主耶稣口中的话,
and that is the power in the word of God.
两人的剑,
and it's like the sharp two-edged sword.
主耶稣口中的话,
the word from his mouth
太有力量了,
is especially powerful.
一句话,
one word
叫很厉害的罪人倒下来了,
can cause a sinner to fall. Can cause those who resist him. Upon hearing the word of God, a person can be completely
healed.
And one
sentence
can cause the devil to flee. Because the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. And that kind of word works on us. And pierce through and divide our soul and our spirit. What's the next thing? His face. It's like the sun shining in its full strength. He is the glory of God. What is glory? It is so hard to describe what glory of God is. You may understand the word holy or the word love. What is glory? It's very hard to explain. In the Bible, God himself is the glory. When God appears, you see glory. No one can stand before his glory. And Exodus 33, Moses had this great prayer. He prayed that he would see the glory of God. He asked the Lord to reveal to him his glory. And he prayed for that. God did many things. God first had to put him in the cleft of a rock. He said, when I pass by you, I need to cover that cleft with my hand. And when I take back my hand, take a quick look. You can see my back. No one could bear to see God. God has no image. The triune God, among triune God, only the Son of God has image. And from the Old to the New Testament, whoever sees God's face, they see the face of the Son of God. And it was so hard for God to answer the prayer like Moses.
到了新月,
when we come to the New Testament,
到了约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1, it says we have beheld his glory. We gaze upon his glory.
这个荣耀,
and this glory has filled within us through His Holy Spirit.
It's
filled every part of our body.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, this is a great grace. It's not that we are holier than Moses,
时代不同了,
but because we live in a different era, we are in the time of New Testament. Holy Spirit has come. We are now able to gaze upon His glory. And there are eight characteristics. It's something through which God will work upon His church.
重新温习一遍,
let's recite the eight points.
第一身体,
body,
第二头, 第三,
head,
胸,
chest,
第四呢, 眼目,
eye,
第五呢, 脚,
feet,
第六呢, 声音,
voice,
第七呢, 口,
mouth,
第八呢,
face.
前面, 容易记了吧?
Do we remember everything?
好, 身体,
body.
一件长袍直垂到脚,
it's a long rope reaching to the feet.
主是我们合一的生命,
which talks about He is our life of oneness.
说什么? 头与头,
the head
胸,
and hair.
身体都是什么?眼睛,不要把思绪弄倒了。第二什么?
What's the second thing?
胸,
the chest,
神的永远的爱,
the eternal love of God,
耶稣的永远的旨意,
and His eternal purpose.
第三,
the third thing,
头与发,
the head and hair,
主是神的永远,
it talks about the Lord is God's eternity.
第四, 眼目像火焰,
the eyes like the blazing fire.
耶稣是荣耀的光,
so He's that glorious light,
照明我们所有的灵魂的黑暗,
enlightens all the darkness in our soul.
第五是脚,
fifth, our feet,
主是审判,
that
He is the judge.
要除掉我们里面所有不相属的东西。
He will do away with anything that's not of the Lord.
第六，声音。
Six, our voice.
重水的声音。
Like the sound of many waters.
无可抵挡。
No one can resist.
第七。
Seven.
什么？口中充满良人的利剑。神的话
the two-edged sword, that's the word of God.
比一切都锋利。
The word of God is sharper than anything.
最后脸面。
Lastly, his face.
主就是神的荣耀。
Which talk about he is the glory of God.
我们唱六百七十六首。
Let's sing 676.
荣耀的教会，圣洁无瑕疵。
Glorious church.
这是荣耀的教会
This is the glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵
It is all glorious and without spot or wrinkle.
是在宝血中洗洁净了
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
今天我们带着何等荣耀的盼望
And with such a glorious hope.
我们可以一同来到主的面前
We can now come into the presence of our Lord.
人子行走在金灯台当中
And the Son of Man walks in the middle of the golden lampstand.
灯台也要照亮人子。
At the same time, the golden lampstand shall shine upon the Son of Man.
好吧，我们站起来，从第一节再来唱这首诗歌。
Let's stand up and sing the whole song from verse one.
Hallelujah.
你可听见他们播散，亮光中间浩荡来。充满见证，血洗上圣洁门，这次荣耀教会圣洁无瑕疵，一在宝血中洗净，这次荣耀教会圣洁无瑕疵，一在宝血中洗净，保证。每个群众是谁都认识一门天地这是为的作神军队高高举起作军军这是荣耀教会三千不相似一在冒险中前进这是要得胜，今日喜乐已开始。这是荣耀教会圣洁无瑕疵，你在宝血中洗净。这是荣耀教会圣洁无瑕疵，
我认得同志。
我们应当赞美高唱，永恒荣耀已在望，宝血将与我主同往，我主教会同降丧，这是荣耀教会圣洁如瑕疵，你在宝血中洗净，这是荣耀教会圣洁如瑕 家真也在同心同心心，这是荣耀教会三天如下真也在同心同心心，这是荣耀教会三天如下真也在保险中心间。
我们一起在主面前有一些的祷告。
Let us pray together.
有感动的弟兄姊妹可以带着我们一同来祷告。
Hallelujah. Feel free to pray.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
But we're so thankful.
你仍然向你的教会说话。
But you're still speaking to your church.
仍然向我们来发声。
You're still speaking to us.
虽然我们看自己何等的软弱。
Even though we may regard ourselves very weak.
充满了荒凉和失败。
Full of desolation and failure.
但是主你说这是荣耀的教会。
But you say to us, this is my glorious church.
因为你是付了重价所买回来的。
For which I paid a great price.
这是荣耀的教会。
This is my glorious church.
在宝血中洗洁净。
Which has been washed in my precious blood.
哦，人子行走在灯台中间。
The Son of Man shall walk in the middle of the golden lampstand.
你的荣耀，你的所赐。
Your glory and your characters.
都要成为教会的荣耀和所赐。
Shall become the glory and characters of the church.
我们求主你做工在你教会的身上。
Lord, we pray you continue to work upon.
做工在我们每一位小子的里面
Work on each one of us here.
直到你的旨意能够成就
Until your purpose is accomplished.
哦，主，我们要向你敬拜，向你赞美
Lord, we praise you and we worship you.
我们祷告你的教会终要彰显你自己完全的荣耀
We pray ultimately your church will fully manifest your glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.